Good morning from WVIK News. I'm Joseph Leahy. The Trump administration is once again taking the state of Illinois to court. WBEZ's Mawa Iqbal reports the issue this time is over voter data.
The lawsuit filed in federal court in Springfield is the latest development in a months-long back and forth between the State Board of Elections and the Department of Justice. The DOJ previously sent letters demanding Illinois' voter registration records to see how many non-citizens have been removed from the rolls since the 2022 midterms. The board did not relay that information, citing concern that Illinoisans' privacy could be breached. And now the DOJ is suing for it, along with voter social security numbers and other sensitive data. The State Board of Elections is seeking representation from the Illinois Attorney General's office. Both state entities declined comment on the federal lawsuit. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds has named two people to fill open seats on the Iowa Board of Regents. On Friday, the Republican tapped Steve Lacy, the former CEO of Meredith Corporation in Des Moines. He's also part of the Advisory Council for the University of Iowa's Center for Intellectual Freedom. Also selected is Pete County, a former Republican state lawmaker and executive director of the Iowa State Fair Blue Ribbon Foundation. Lacy and County will take places on the board left open by former Regents President Sherry Bates, who stepped down earlier this month, and David Barker, who resigned to join the Trump administration. Voters in central Iowa will choose a new state senator next week. Iowa Public Radio's Isabella Liu reports the results could decide whether Republicans will regain their Senate supermajority.
If Republican Lucas Lofton wins to represent parts of West Des Moines, Clive, and Windsor Heights, the GOP won't need any votes from Democrats to approve the governor's appointees. Lofton is from Clive and says he's focused on affordability, limited government, and lowering taxes for Iowans. He says he thinks the state house is on the right track, but he thinks the state is spending too much on what he calls problematic programs and ideologies.
I would like to see my dollars go a lot further than they do right now, and that predominantly includes getting the government out of the way.
Ideally, Lofton says he would like to abolish property taxes, but he recognizes it would be difficult to achieve. Renee Hardman is a Democratic candidate. Her top priorities are supporting public education and making housing and childcare more affordable. I'm Isabella Liu, IPR News.
A local roller derby team is looking for a new venue following the announced closure of the Eldridge Community Center and skate park. The Eldridge City Council voted last week to close the facility due to budget constraints. Quad City Rollers Vice President Melissa Conway says the team is disappointed to hear the news.
They do a lot of really great events, and they've also been really awesome and gracious about hosting us. People love to come see the games there. They've got a really awesome setup. So it's really disappointing.
Conway says the Rollers have not heard when the center will close, as they've already signed a contract for the 2026 season. The Eldridge City Council meets next on January 12th. This is WVIK News.